heart is filled.
Blog Talk Radio.
That's why my heart is filled. That's why my heart is filled with praise, with praise. That's why my heart is filled. That's why my heart is filled. That's why my heart is filled with praise. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the glory, and the power, both now and forever. And our soul says, amen, amen, and amen. We bless the name of the Lord Jesus, and we'd like to welcome you back, amen, to our early morning services where Jesus Christ is the Lord. I am Apostle Dr. Alfreda. I am your kingdom coach and your host on this morning. Amen. Glory be to God as we come to tell the Lord thank you. Amen. For this another day that he has made, from the rising of the sun to the going down of the same. Our God's name is great and greatly to be praised. Please enjoy our services on today to the extent that you keep on, keep on, keep on. And keep on coming on back. Amen and amen. I'd like to draw your attention this morning to the book of 1 Corinthians, chapter number 13. And I'm going to begin reading in verse number 4. And it reads like this. Love suffers long and is kind. Love does not envy. Love does not parade itself. Is not puffed up, does not behave rudely, does not seek its own, is not provoked, thinks no evil, does not rejoice in iniquity, but rejoices in the truth, beareth all things, believeth all things, hopeth all things, endures all things. And this is the blessed word of God for the blessed people of God. Amen. We are continuing in our conversation on this morning, amen, about real love, talking real love. Glory be to God. And beloved, the Bible tells us the definition, amen, of real love. Everyone believes that love is important. But love is usually thought of as a feeling. You know, we have to feel in love. And it's amazing how we fall in love. I don't know why we have to fall to go in love. Amen. But a lot of people are confused with that, beloved, the feeling. Amen. And a lot of times they're in lust. And they're calling it love, and when they get giggly, amen, they think it's love, and they really do not know the true definition of love. In reality, love is a choice, and love is also an action. As we have just read in your hearing this morning, in the book of 1 Corinthians, chapter number 13, the love chapter, amen. God is the source of our love. He loved us enough, beloved, to sacrifice his son for us, for you and for me. Jesus showed us perfectly what it means to love. All we have to do is watch him, read him, observe him. Glory be to God. He showed us, beloved. Everything that Jesus did in life and everything that Jesus did in death was supremely loving. It was all about love. It was motivated from love. It was originated from love. We saw on yesterday, beloved, where God himself is love. He is the essence of love. The Holy Spirit gives us the power to love. We don't love on our own. It is impossible for us to love on our own. It definitely is impossible for us to love everybody on our own. We might try and get away with a couple people here and there. But to love everybody, beloved, we need God's help. And his Holy Spirit is available to us. He gives us the power. He lives in our hearts. And when by him living in our hearts, he makes it more, makes us more and more like Christ until Christ be formed in us. Glory be to God. And so, beloved, sometimes, amen, we do not display our love for God and the choices that we make and the actions that we take. When we sit down, when people see the choices that we make, they say, your choices don't show that you love God. And if you know what? And if we really pay attention and take a good look and judge ourselves, we have to be honest with our critics that our choices do not reflect any love for God. The actions that we take do not reflect any love for God. Because if we really love God, we wouldn't have done what we just did or what we were thinking about doing. We wouldn't have done it. Glory be to God. We wouldn't have made that choice. See? And so, beloved, amen, hallelujah. The Bible tells us that God is love. Exclamation point. Three most powerful words in the whole Bible, in the whole earth. But where a lot of people get confused, beloved, they think that love is God. No, love is not God. Not at all. You can't get that twisted. I know it sounds good. You know, I know we like to rhyme with that and rhythm with that and sing about it and write about it. Amen, because it sounds good. Hey, but it ain't true. Nowhere in the Bible does it tell us that love is God. But it does tell us that God is love. Our world, beloved, with its shallow and selfish view of love, very, very, very selfish, has turned these words around and weakened our understanding of love. The world thinks that love is whatever makes a person feel good. It feels good. Yeah. It feels good. You know, oh, I'm just so in love. See? The truth of the matter is you could be in love and not feel good because love is a choice. And most of you that are in love know that most of the time. Look, let's just think about that, amen, that Eros love, that love between husband and wife. Yeah, y'all know some days it just ain't kicking. Yeah? You ready to throw him out the window? He ready to throw you, but you still love him? So your feelings don't have nothing to do with it. It's a choice that you make. It's a choice that God made when he chose us. And it's a choice that we have to make to respond to that supreme love. Glory be to God. And so many people feel, beloved, that they have the right to sacrifice moral principles and other rights in order to obtain such love. If you love me, you do it. If you love me, you give me some. I know we ain't married yet. Liar, liar. The devil is a liar. No, if you love me, you wouldn't even be asking. You wouldn't even be going there. Glory be to God. Until you put a ring on this thing, come on, somebody. See, but the world thinks it has to compromise its values to show love. If you love me, you do it. If you love me this, if you love me that. And the world is confused. Why? Because they do not know, amen, the real meaning, amen, of God's love, beloved. Glory be to God. Real love gives. It does not take. Lust takes. Love gives. When, beloved, when you are forced
or acts to compromise your moral values to prove your love, that is what you call selfishness. See, all about me. Make me feel good. Make me feel good. Could you imagine what Jesus was saying when he was dying on the cross? Could you imagine how he wanted to feel good? For real, for real? Like any other human being, he didn't want the pain. Can we do the sacrifice without the pain? He prayed in the Garden of Gethsemane the same prayer 3 times over the night before the crucifixion. Father, if it be your will. It's the only place in the Bible where we see Jesus pray the same prayer 3 times. Boy, he was sweating blood. Huh? But he kept going. Because love will make you keep going. Love will make you keep serving when you feel like quitting. When you feel like throwing in the towel. When you feel like telling everybody where to go. Yeah, y'all know that place that begins with an H and got 2 L's on the end. You there. Some of you already told people to go there. You got to go back and repent. Because you don't care no more. But love will make you keep pushing. Love will make you keep forgiving. Love will make you keep giving. Love will make you keep serving. Love will make you keep praying. Love will make you do it. Go all the way. That's what Jesus did. Because love make you go all the way. For better or for worse. For rich or for poor. In sickness and in death. In life. Don't make no difference. We in it all the way. I'm in it all the way. Lord, help me to make 100. Because 99.5 just won't do. Love will take you home. Love will bring you home. Glory be to God. Dorothy clicked them heels in the Wizard of Oz. She clicked them heels 2 times. Glory be to God. And Dorothy was on her way home. Love will bring you home. Glory be to the living God. That's the kind of love. Amen. Love brought Jesus home. Jesus finished his course and sat down on the right-hand side of the Father. Mission accomplished. How did Jesus do it? Love made him do it. We didn't deserve it. But we not a one of us deserved it. We was all born in sin and shaping in iniquity. He did it anyhow. Love will make you do it anyhow. Do the person deserve it? No, they don't deserve it. And truth of the matter is, neither do you, Mr. Goody Two Shoes. No, they don't deserve it. But love will make you go there. Hallelujah. That's real love, beloved. It's not selfish at all. Glory be to God. If we truly know God, his sacrificial love will be evident in how we treat other people. That's how people will know that it's something different about you. They see God in you. They know it's something different about you. Because how you treating other people, talking to other people, praying for other people, listening for other people. Glory be to God. How can you love God whom you have never seen and not love his people who you see every day? Now that's what the Bible says, by the way. Love explains to us, beloved, why God creates. See? God didn't have to create human beings, but he did. Because he loves, and he creates people to love. We are all made in his image. Love explains why God cares for us. Because he loves us. Oh, how he loves me. Oh, how he loves you. Oh, how he loves me and you. And God reaches out to sinful people. But we too holy to touch them. And we too holy to have a conversation with them. Don't even want to sit in the same room with them. We too holy. We too sanctified. Huh? Hallelujah. Jesus was always with some sinful folks. He said, this is why I come. This is my whole purpose for coming. Glory be to the living God. Ask the woman at the well. She already had five husbands, and she was shacking with number six. And wasn't legally married to none of them. The girl was having a party. Huh? She said she got to have a man. And so I know some women like that right now. They ain't going to live one day. They just got to have a man. All right, but when you going to get a husband? Because you know it is a difference. Ah. God, love explains why we are free to choose whether we will follow him. Because God wants a willing, sincere, and loving response from us. God is not going to force you to love him. If you don't want to love God, you ain't got to have God. God don't want nobody in heaven that don't want to be there. You best believe it. If you want to go to hell, go to hell. Because Jesus is the only person that can keep you from going to hell. If you reject him, then there's no other options for you. Glory be to the living God. So God wants our love to be sincere, willing. Glory be to God. You have to choose. He chose you. Now you got to choose him. And I'm not saying this to be bragging. I have many men in my past, amen, that chose me. Matter of fact, they still choosing me, to be quite honest with you. See? But I didn't choose them. So then nothing kicked off. Guess what? You and your relationship with God ain't kicking either until you choose him. He already chose you from the get-go. Now you have to choose him. Our God is a spirit. And we who worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. God wants sincere love. You ain't faking nothing up over here. You ain't faking it. Oh, you'd be surprised. You'd be surprised, saints. How many people faking in their relationships? They faking everything from the bedroom to the bank. They just fakes. Frauds. I mean, they could really get an Oscar in Hollywood. I mean, they never went to acting school, but they at the top of their game. Glory be to God. But you can't fool God like that. God wants it to be real. Jesus Christ is Lord of all, and Jesus Christ is not Lord at all. And love also explains to us why Christ died. His love for us moved him to offer a solution to the problem of sin. Because sin was a problem from the beginning. When the devil created high treason in the Garden of Eden with Eve, it was a problem. So God sent the second Adam. Hallelujah. Somebody say thank you, Jesus. But love, thanks. You already in heaven and you going to ask God to send you back down to earth? Prepare you a body. You up there in heaven with streets of gold. There's no nighttime in heaven. It's just all no violence in heaven. No sin in heaven. This it's so beautiful. We can't even imagine. And you going to tell the Lord to send you? I don't think so. And you hear some people say when people transition and people go on, and man, yeah, well, I believe they in heaven watching us right now. I believe they in heaven. No, I don't believe that. And I ain't found no scripture to validate either. You want to know why I don't believe it? Because if they was in heaven watching you and watching this world, they would be up there crying. And they would be up there sad. And the Bible tells us there ain't no crying in heaven. And it ain't no sad days in heaven. So ain't no way that those in heaven, glory be to God, know what we doing here on earth. You got to find another scripture, baby. Huh? Glory be to God. And then love also explains why we receive eternal life. God's love will express itself to us forever. Beloved, we are saved only because of the love of God. All of us will be on our way to hell. Matter of fact, all of us was on our way to hell. And we, look, there would be no turning point. There would be no way out. That was our destiny. But love stepped in. And it was a great sacrifice to pay. We have to really get the resurrection story. it's more than Jesus dying on the cross. Why did he die? What was the impact of him dying? We got to pull the full volume and the momentum up and see how heavy that transaction was that Jesus paid for you and for me. Jesus died on Calvary. He died for a wretch like you and me. He hung his hands wide and his head, y'all know the song, and died. Hallelujah. Oh, what great love. And it was love, beloved. And we want to thank God for the love of God that surpasses all understanding. Beloved, nothing. Now, some people, and I'm closing right here. Sister Kathy, if you're on the line, I need you to call me right after this call. Because I've been trying to reach you. I need to talk to you. So am I closing this morning, saints? Glory be to God. Am I closing? Some people say, well, you know, God loves me. So they live any kind of way. Women marrying women. Men marrying men. Liar, liar, pants on fire. Stealing, not giving God no money, murdering, doing whatever they want to do. Matter of fact, amen, our dear Pastor Carlton, y'all know Pastor Carlton, used to be a big-time preacher, amen, in the non-denominational faith, and then now he is with, matter of fact, Pastor T.D. Jakes got his breakthrough, Pastor Carlton. Now he is in the I forgot what he calls it. It'll come to me. Y'all can look it up. Amen. Glory be to God. But what they believe, and he has a large group of people too, by the way, they believe ain't nobody going to hell. Not a soul. He said God ain't sending them people in Africa, them babies in Africa to hell. God ain't sending nobody to hell. And they have a term for it. I forgot what it's called. Well, two problems with that. Number one problem, then that means that the Bible is a lie. Because Jesus taught on hell more than he talked about heaven. That's the first problem with that. The second thing, beloved, people that believe that, then they can just live any kind of way you want to live. Every day when it's all over, we all on earth together. We all going to be in paradise together. Hey, so come on. Get your funk on. Do what you want to do. This no regard for God, his word, his principles, because we all going, amen, to heaven anyhow. Beloved, it's the greatest lie that Satan ever conceived. You want to know what Satan, let me tell you something about Satan. Satan don't care you nothing about going to church. Satan don't care about what you do, how you do it, or when you do it. If Satan can just get you to believe that God does not exist and his word is not true, he ain't got to do no more. He said, I'm finished with you. I'm going on to the next person. He said, I'm going on to the next. Leave them alone. They're good. Because they don't believe the word is real. And that one over there don't even believe God exists. So, and then that one over there believe everybody going to heaven. So, all right, job done. Let's move on to the next family. Glory be to God. But let me say this. Nothing sinful or evil can exist in God's presence. I talked about Sunday, the glory of God and the presence of God. Nothing. Nothing at all. Well, God is everywhere at the same time. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. We taught on that and we're going to teach on it again. Glory be to God. Sin is the only thing that separates us from God. Sin. That's why he says when you confess and forsake your sin, then you will find mercy. Beloved, God cannot do it because of his absolute goodness. God cannot overlook, God cannot condone, or God cannot excuse sin as though it never happened. He loves us, but his love does not make him morally lax. God loves the sinner, but he hates the sin. God loves the Christian, but he hates the sin. Because Christian sinning just as big as some of them sinners. And you know it. Because you ain't ready to be delivered yet. But when you get ready, if you still breathing, if you live long enough to confess your sin, because you might die in your sin. Preacher running around with all these women, amen, these silly women, they running all around because they got some attention, amen, and running around here and there, amen, and took one of them up to the hotel room. This wasn't all that long ago either. Had a heart attack, amen. And she called, she had to call the cop. She had to find a way to try to put some clothes on. She butt naked, he butt naked. He died in the bed butt naked. You better stop playing with God. Glory be to God. Beloved, if we trust in Christ, now God cannot condone sin, but if we trust in Christ, we will not have to bear the penalty for our sins. This is the good news for those of you who do not know Jesus Christ and the pardoning of your sins. I don't care what type of lifestyle you live in. Bisexual, homosexual, amen, whatever, murderer, whatever. Don't make no difference. Maybe you are a morally good person. You still a sinner, by the way. Let me tell you that. God still loves you. There's nothing you can do to make God, to turn God off from loving you. See? But not the sin. But if your first step to him is to turn to him by faith and accept his grace and his mercies, give your love, give your heart to him. Accept the love that God has for you. His love won't turn on you. Now, some people get mad at you. They say they love you, but now they ain't talking to you right now. They putting you on ice for a couple days, couple weeks. So they get in the mood to talk to you again. Oh, God don't play those type of games. No, God don't play those type of games. This is an eternal love. Somebody say thank you, Jesus. Come on, repeat after me. For those of you who do not know Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, today is your day. We want to introduce you, amen, and want you to enter into a real love relationship. One that you don't have to worry about going to the divorce court. One, you ain't got to worry about him abandoning you. He's a good husband. He'll be the love of your soul. Supply all your needs. My God. And bless you beyond your expectations. Repeat after me. Father God, I am a sinner. I confess my sins before you. Forgive me for breaking your heart. Forgive me for being disobedient. Forgive me for walking in my own way. Forgive me. I come now and ask that you would forgive me. I ask that you would save my soul as I open my heart, as I invite Jesus Christ to come in and be my Lord and be my Savior. Woo! Thank you for being my God. Thank you for showing me the way. Thank you for not cutting me off. Thank you for giving me an opportunity. Now I ask that you would lead me and guide me and direct me and show me the way to go and help me to follow you all the balance of the days of my life. In Jesus' name, amen, amen. Welcome, welcome, welcome to the world of love. Woo, my God, the world of love. Somebody needs to make a movie on that. I love movies, by the way. So somebody needs to make a movie. I can see that, The World of Love. Let's see what that look like. Hallelujah. Welcome to the family of God. Welcome to the family. Now, for those of us who say we Christians, we say we believers, but we act a little funky from time to time. And we want to blame it on our flesh. We want to blame it on our hormones. We want to blame it on our bank account, the bill that just came in that was unexpected. You know, whichever way the wind bloweth. Today we love you, tomorrow we ain't sure. Come on, y'all. We got to do better than that. We got to do better than that. Come on, all we have to do is yield and submit. Ask the Holy Ghost to help us to love. Help us to love the unlovable. Help us to just help us to walk it. When we walk with God, we walk with love. We walk in love because God is love. Stop skipping in and out. And just stay with God and walk with him. Let him be your shepherd. Amen. He going to help you. He going to help you. Yes, he will. Yes, he will. Yes, he will. I had this young lady. I don't know what it is with this young lady. I don't know. We just, our hormones, the chemistry, it just wasn't right. I wasn't feeling her, and I could tell she wasn't feeling me. And we were supposed to, both were supposed to be Christians. But I knew better. And I went in prayer. And I talked to God about it, laid it all, told the Lord I didn't like her. So I just felt, put everything out on black and white. Didn't even really know why I didn't like her. Didn't know why she didn't like me. See? But I talked to the Lord about that thing, put that thing in the Lord's hands, and asked God to help me to love that woman. And you know what? We got the best of relationship right now. And that was years ago. Don't tell me what God won't do. The only reason God ain't did it yet is you ain't gave it to him. Because you like holding on to it. Let it go. Love lets go. Y'all heard that? You heard that saying, that poem? Y'all know the poem? If you love somebody, let them go. And if they return, and if they return back to you, you know it's yours. That's a true saying. If love lets go. God lets you go. Hallelujah. 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 Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and our Savior, we thank you, we bless you, we praise you for the word of God. Father God, help us. Love is not a feeling. Help us to make a choice. Help us to make a commitment to respond to the love that you have already given us. Father God, the first commandment in the new covenant is to love you with all of our heart, mind, soul, and strength, to love ourselves, and then to love our neighbors. The world is our neighbors, the whole world, not just the people living to the left and living to the right. Those who live in the house with us are our neighbors. The people on the other side of the country is our neighbors. Father God, help us. Help us. And we can only do this as we die to flesh and live life in the spirit. Thank you, Father. Thank you. Only love is going to heaven. That's why we have to have it in our hearts. So Father God, in that last day, you said, he who is filthy, let him be filthy still. He who is unholy, let him be. Whatever we have in our hearts when we transition is what we take. And what we have in our heart determines where we go. Love is the only thing that's getting into heaven. Help us, Father. Help us to do better from this day forward. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. All right, there it is, there it is, there it is, there it is. Thank God for the word of God on today. Amen. Please meet us at the altar of prayer today at 12 o'clock noon and then back tonight at 9 p.m. Amen. If you're listening, we invite you to visit our website at lifewordjesus.org. LifeWordJesus.org. Find out more about our ministry and get the telephone number to our prayer altar where we meet Monday through Fridays. Amen. Early morning platform on social media and whatever else we're doing. Amen. Hallelujah. And visit us. If you want to write to us, our mailing address is P.O. Box 461. P.O. Box 461, Glenside, Pennsylvania, 19038. Amen and amen. Father God, thank you for giving us a good day. Help us not to be in the right place at the wrong time. Father, we can love the hell out of some people. If we start loving on some people, it would really chase the hell out of them. Because it's the goodness of the Lord that led us to repentance. It was your love that saved us. And it will be our love for other people that have saved them too. Help us to stop discounting it, Father. The power of love is the greatest force in the universe. We bind absolutely every spirit of retaliation. We nullify it. We cancel it. We destroy it in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. We cancel accidents, incidents, calamities, mechanical malfunctions, tears, sorrows, premature death. It will not take root. It will not prosper. Fires, gas explosions, carjackings, home invasions. We cancel all form of bad news in Jesus' name and declare this is the day the Lord has made. We are rejoicing. We are glad in it. And the blessing of the Lord maketh rich and addeth no sorrow to it. Bless the prayer warriors as they come. Anoint them as they serve. Father God, bless them for their service in your kingdom. As we pray in love, everything we do is motivated by love, and we say thank you, thank you, thank you. Now, Satan is defeated, darkness is dispelled, and Jesus Christ is the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. And our soul says amen, amen, and amen. Everybody have a wonderful, glorious, victorious powerhouse day on today. Pastor Alfreda, Philadelphia, amen, signing out. Love you, love you, love you, love you, love you, love you, love you. Amen.
Your grace and mercy brought me through. I'm living this moment because of you. I want to thank and praise you too. Your grace and mercy brought me through. Oh, in this moment, because of you, I want to thank you and praise you. A sinner like me to save the world. Salvation is free. There were times when I just didn't do right. Demanded that I should die. grace and mercy said, oh.